You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome back to the Early Night Show Virtual Edition or the Crone Cabaret. My name is Joshua Turchin and thanks so much for being with us today. Delilah Rose Pello from Broadway's Anastasia and the Broadway National Tour of Anastasia is here. Bella Mae Mortis from Broadway's The Ferryman and Make Believe is here, and we are going on with the show with Ava Bates, so please stick around. Welcome to the Early Night Show. I'm so excited to be starting my fifth season today with such incredible guests. This is my 61st show, which means that we have been dealing with COVID for a very long time. There have been some articles that have come out that are stating that New York City feels like it's dead. And to that I say, no. It may be a little quieter now, a little sadder, a little more vacant, but New York City is tough. It survived a lot and will survive this. We just have to look at things a little bit differently for now. For example, New York City theater isn't dead at all. We just have to think a little bit differently about it. We figured out how to record a radio-ready commercial EP with all musicians and singers recording entirely remotely. The Perfect Fit the Musical is going to have a drive-in, outdoor, socially distant concert at the Sharon Playhouse with a private live stream. We even got to rehearse in the park with a battery-powered keyboard, socially distant while wearing singers' masks, so we can still collaborate, sing, and create new works. We just have to think a little bit differently. Change can be scary and uncomfortable, but I have to think that we will come out on the other side even stronger. Speaking of stronger, a community right near my house has a very bullish guest running through their community. Yes, there was actually a bull running through a gated community in South Florida. After a wild chase, the sheriff's office was successfully able to corral and catch it. No one was harmed during the chase, and that's no bull. No Rocky Mountain oysters on the menu in South Florida. And with that, we must carry on with the show. Speaking of carrying on, here's a song that I really, really love, composed by the composer of Groundhog Day and Matilda, Tim Minchin. Here's Carry You.
If they would let me trade, I'd give a year for half a day, just curled up on the sofa with you. We'd wander down to Cottesloe, eat fish and chips in the final glow. I'd hold my breath for I forgive you. Sometimes I feel you with me in the dark, and your faces and the faces of the strangers walking by me in the So though we can't
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com.
My first two guests are best friends and definitely help carry each other through the good and bad. After months of being apart, they were finally able to reunite to join us. I'm so happy to welcome Delilah Rose Pello and Bella Mae Mortis to the Early Night Show.
Hi!
Hi, Delilah and Bella!
Hi, I'm so happy to have you both on the Early Night Show today.
It's our pleasure.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Of course, and I'm so happy to see you both back together. How long has it been since you've last seen each other in person?
5 months.
Really? How have you stayed connected to each other during this really challenging time?
We've been FaceTiming
8 hours a day, every day,
every day,
8 hours a day. We've been keeping each other like accountable for like stretching and staying active.
Yeah, we got our split.
A lot of gymnastics.
Yeah.
How have you both been impacted by this very long pause in the arts?
I was just cast in a off-Broadway musical called Super You, which unfortunately has been put on hold since the pandemic and everything. So that was sad, but I have been keeping in contact with everybody and we've been doing like some events online and stuff.
Yeah, I normally, I'm not based in New York, so I normally go back and forth from Kansas City, which is where I am from. And so I can't really do that anymore, so I have to do like video auditions, and that's where all my friends are and everything, so I can't really see them anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely been really, really hard during this time since all Broadway and theater was shut down. But how have you both remained connected to the arts during this time?
A lot of virtual classes.
Cabarets. Mm-hmm. A lot of...
like this.
Yeah, we've been keeping up with online voice, online dance classes, online workshops, just trying to do as much as we can while
and this voiceovers are still going. I guess that's something.
When theater resumes, is there a show that you can't wait to see together?
Six. We have been listening to that soundtrack nonstop. We have a little obsession.
I can't wait to see it.
Me too. It sounds so, so good. I've been needing to see it for the longest time.
Yeah.
Do you have a dream show to star in together? Maybe I'm talking to a future Glinda or Elphaba.
We have four.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you want to go first?
Okay, yeah. So, yes, Glinda and Elphaba. What about yours?
Anne Boleyn and Catherine of Aragon in Six, because, you know, we're obsessed.
Oh, and Elsa and Anna.
And Eliza and Angelica and Hamilton.
We have a lot.
We have a lot.
And you both have such incredible, incredible voices. And I love your singing. It's so amazing. Speaking of singing, what song would you like to sing for us today? And why did you select that song?
We chose Be Okay because we're going to be like, we're all just going to be okay after this whole pause and break. And just we want everyone to know that everything's going to be okay.
And we're going to do the Glee rendition. We actually picked this out before the passing of Naya Rivera, but now it's sort of a tribute and meaningful in that way because she just passed away sadly.
Yeah, I'm so happy for what you all are doing and I'm so, so excited to hear you sing the song. Here we go.
Let's do it.
Your soul, we are here and now.
The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
That was wonderful, Delilah and Bella. I love your song. It's so much fun to play, and it looks like it was definitely fun to sing together. Like most of us, students from around the country were in shows rehearsing and had to stop because of the coronavirus. Today, I'm so happy to welcome Ava Bates to go.
On with the show!
Ava had just finished a run in her high school's production of Matilda. Let's welcome Ava Bates to the show.
Hi, Ava!
Hi, Josh!
Hi, I'm so happy to have you on the Early Night Show today!
I'm so happy to be here. Thank you so much.
Of course. How have you been impacted by the COVID pause?
Well, I was actually supposed to travel to New York back in June with my voice group, Bob Westbrook Productions, and, well, unfortunately that got canceled. But we were supposed to do a lot of intensives and master classes and auditions, and it was a little disappointing, but I've been taking the advantage of doing a lot of master classes online, so that's been really fun.
That sounds like so much fun. When Broadway and theater and New York as a whole shut down a couple months ago, it was really, really hard because, well, all live performances were shut down, and being in a world without theater kind of really makes you sad and really brings you down.
Yeah, really stinks.
Yeah, but how have you continued to go on with the show despite the cancellation of live performances?
Yeah, well, like I said, I've been taking advantage of a lot of online things and online performances and like podcasts. Like I did a podcast with Johnny Keith with A Day in LA. And I've also done Young Broadway series and Kids Coffee House. And that's been a lot of fun being able to take advantage of those virtual things because, you know, I mean, what else do you do right now? Because we can't go anywhere.
Yeah. When theater resumes, is there a show that you can't wait to see?
Yes, definitely. When I go back to New York, I would love to see Mrs. Doubtfire and Music Man when that opens because I love Sutton Foster and Hugh Jackman. I think that would be a great production.
Is there a performer who's inspired you to sing?
Yes. I'm really inspired by Christy Altimore, who played the original Anastasia in Anastasia the Musical. I just think she is a really kind-hearted person, and I really am inspired by her talent and the way she acts and feels her emotions through what she's singing and acting, and I just really look up to that, and I think it's really awesome.
Is there a part that you would love to play one day?
Well, going along with that, I would love to play Anastasia someday. I think it's an amazing role to play, and one of the songs in my dreams from Anastasia is like a really special song to me, and I've performed it a lot of different places, and that's just a part that I would love to play one day.
What song would you like to sing for us today, and why did you select that song?
Well, today I'm going to be singing Not for the Life of Me from Thoroughly Modern Millie, and it's also special to me because I've been working with Kate Rockwell through online lessons with Broadway Booker with this song, and that's been a really awesome experience, and she's such a great coach, and it's just been really fun, and I'm glad to perform it for somebody because obviously we can't do any of that in person.
Yeah, well, I'm so excited to hear you sing the song. Here we go!
I stand.
studied all the pictures in magazines and books. I memorized the subway map too. It's one block north to Macy's and two to Brothers Brooks. Manhattan, I'm prepared for you. You certainly are different from what they have back home, where nothing's over three stories high, and no one's in a hurry or wants to roam. But I do, though they wonder why. They said I would soon be good and lonely. They said I would sing the homesick blues. So I always have this ticket in my pocket to get home, in my pocket to do with as I choose. Burn the bridge, bet the store, baby's coming home no more. Not for the life of me. Break the lock, post my bail, done my time, I'm out of jail. Not for the life of me. A life that's gotta be more than a one-night town where the light is always red. Gotta be more than an old ghost town where the ghost ain't even dead. Clap your hands just because, don't you know that where
Ava, I can't wait to see what show you're in next when theater resumes. If you're a student whose show was canceled, please send us a link to a video of you singing to earlynightshowcasting@gmail.com and you may get a chance to go on with the show. If you want to sing along with me, make sure to check out my TikTok @JoshuaTurchin and look for some of my piano videos. Record a duet and use the hashtag SingWithJosh and you may get featured on the Early Night Show. If you're enjoying these virtual cabarets, please consider making a donation to the Actors Fund's Emergency Relief Fund at www.actorsfund.org to support people working in the entertainment industry who have suddenly found themselves out of work. Any bit helps. You can also find The Early Night Show on the Broadway Podcast Network, wherever podcasts are found, and videos for episodes online on theearlynightshow.com. Thanks again to my guests, Bella Mae Mortis, Delilah Rose Pello, and Ava Bates. And let's keep entertaining! Any artists who want to be virtual guests, send me a direct message on my Instagram, @JoshuaTurchin, and let's keep making music to help the world. Stay healthy and wear a mask!
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.